Live from Dale's Tiki Bar in his backyard, it's a special episode of Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin!
Thank you very much, Farad Mohammed, everybody, our announcer for just about a year now.
Pretty much, yeah.
Your residual checks are only about 3 years away. It is an introduction. He said, we're at my tiki bar. And yes, it is. I decided that I really would like to have my own bar. And since there was so much paperwork involved in a real bar, I just decided to build one in my yard. And I've been fascinated with the tiki culture, which is something that grew up the same time we did as baby boomers. It started in the 50s and went on, but really before I get into anything, let me introduce the other two people here in the tiki bar with me that are going to take that trip to Tikiville. First of all, from the great state of Indiana, the Aristotle of comedy, the man a Hawaiians would call Kani, which is the Hawaiian word for man, even though it's a girl's name here. Anyhow. Tim Slagle.
Hey, speaking of girls, the U.S. women's soccer team just won the World Cup.
Yeah.
Which, hey, girls.
Reinforced for all Americans that soccer is a girl's sport.
And the groaning you're hearing come from the female side of the program, from Denver, Colorado, a woman that the Hawaiians would call a wahine, which to me means something served on a bahun with some mustard. Please welcome Carolyn Strauss.
Hey, guys. Yeah, and it is the dead of summer, and our tiki bar here that we're sitting in is in Chicago, and it is not air-conditioned. So we are really having the tiki experience.
It's 97 degrees here. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
It's what we call Chicago.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's a reason there were gangsters here, and they killed each other. It is hot.
Because they were wearing suits in the summer.
I know.
Why are you putting in that in the past tense?
They don't wear suits anymore. They wear hoodies. But anyhow, the whole tiki thing, well, it started back in the 1950s when America first discovered this island that they bought in the Pacific called Hawaii. And planes started going over there, and they started experiencing the laid-back Hawaiian culture. Speak softly and wear a loud shirt, you know.
And eat the guys on the other side of the island.
And is this why it was called laid-back?
Laid-back, yes. See? Carolyn's wearing her flowers, which is called a lei, L-E-I, for those of you who are already, you know, giggling. And... But do you guys remember when you were first exposed to the tiki culture? I remember the first time I went to California. I was 12 years old and started seeing these things. You know, granted, I shouldn't have been in bars when I was 12 years old.
Explains so much.
Well, what the heck? I just said my dad's in the bathroom. But do you remember when you were first exposed to it?
For me, it's actually recent. I knew it was always there. It was always ubiquitous. I mean, you would see, especially people that served in the South Pacific in World War II, they would do their basement
exactly
in the tiki style.
Exactly.
But I never really knew that there was a tiki culture until it became retro about 20 years ago. Yeah. So now it's retro.
Well, it was started by Trader Vic. Back in the 50s.
Trader Joe's brother?
He was Trader Joe's second cousin.
Oh, okay.
And they started that, and then the other guy's name was, I can't remember, but there's also Don Ho in there, and his brother Butt Ho.
Trader Benedict. Trader Benedict. Spelled differently.
And then his cousin Backho, and
and his sister Ima. But anyhow, those people all brought over this Hawaiian culture to the States, and people started bonding on it, and I just glammed onto it, started collecting all sorts of tiki things. I built a little hut in my backyard like you'd find on the back road in the Caribbean.
Because your wife said, take this crap out of the house.
Precisely. You see, the walls are lined with about 600 beer cans, and I asked my wife, I said, where can I put these up? She goes, not in the house. But yeah, anyhow, so that's how it started. And then these tiki bars popped up all over the country, and they're serving, you know, fried rice and other, you know, oriental, or, you know, Tahitian, I was going to say Tibetan, Tahitian food, and charging you $10 for a frothy rum drink.
Is that why we ordered pizza? It's the tiki culture that we ordered Chicago pizza for lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And what was the stipulation Carolyn put on that pizza?
That there wasn't
no
any
pineapple. The only tiki ingredient they offered, no pineapple.
It's actually, they call that a Hawaiian. Canadian bacon and pineapple is called a Hawaiian pizza. But the true Hawaiian pizza is a pineapple and Spam.
They love the Spam. Oh, they love the Spam. They are the number one consumers of Spam in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And just, you know,
that's the
have it
cheapest
with everything
thing to get over there. It all comes in these little square cans. They fit nicely in
a box.
They
have huge cattle ranches over there. They have access to vast amounts of
cows
meat.
Cows become Spam?
No. Roadkill becomes Spam.
I think Hawaiians like it because it's the closest flavor to human flesh that you can buy legally.
Really?
Okay. Yay, that's just great. Perfect.
You can actually go to, when I was riding to Sturgis one year, I went through a part of Kansas, I forget the name of what it is, but they have the Spam Museum. And I really wanted to go in there because I figured, what can they possibly show you? The Spam Museum. What is, you know, here's 50-year-old Spam. Here's yesterday's Spam. Can't tell the difference, can you?
Is it next to the Twinkie Museum?
Well, there was a couple interesting stories in the news I'd like to touch on before we get too tiki-ish. And one of them was for this new drug that just got approved by the FDA. And I believe it's called Vylessi. And V-Y... Lessie, and it's been billed as female Viagra. It is a drug for the woman to take to get her into a sexual mood. And the trick of it is that you have to inject it. Huh. So how much is that gonna kill the mood? You know,
everything is injected. So I mean, dude, think about it. It's just following protocol.
Hey, honey, what do you think? Should I warm up the needle for you? Huh? What do you think?
Oh, God.
I only got to take a pill, and that's both of us gonna take 45 minutes. I'll be in the other room watching C-SPAN. And
meanwhile, Bill Cosby is saying, ooh, just a year more.
I think the name's really appropriate. Vylessi. It's perfect.
What does that mean in dirty girl
time? Girl on girl needles, honey. Vylessi.
Oh, it's Vylessi. That's bad. We're an equal opportunity annoyer here.
We're friends of the LBGT.
Sure we are.
IA plus is what it's up to now.
We actually are.
I have no idea how to pronounce it.
Community.
I'm all in favor of them, but I don't know what to call it.
I actually, Stonewall was a couple weeks ago, and people were saying, you know, that the
Stonewall was a couple years ago.
No, I mean the 50-year
the
50-year anniversary. Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago, and they were saying, you know, that the lesbian community did not have to fight. There was actually a little bit of animosity. The lesbian community did not have to fight like the gay community. It's like, well, yeah. That's because guys, you know, if they find out girls are lesbians, guys will say, can I watch?
Yeah. So I got my Timex. You know, I said, I want to watch. And I said, here. Yeah.
I think the camera just shut off.
Oh, well, we're just getting warmed up.
Yeah, we can start it again.
The hell?
I know.
Start it again.
We're going to get a real photographer.
Core blimey.
I made a post last week. I wondered if gay pride was a bunch of lions and everybody had a mane. Anyhow, what was that other... Oh, the up in Humboldt Park here in Chicago, which is where we're coming to you from, which is why Carolyn's complaining about the heat. But they spotted an alligator in the Humboldt Park Lagoon.
Okay, where do alligators usually live?
New York sewers.
Yeah, besides the place. Yeah, it's hot there too. I meant to say Africa. This is Africa hot. Oh my gosh.
That would be crocodiles.
Really? Is there a difference?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Shape of the snout.
Do they know that there's a difference?
Completely different union. Oh yeah. Yeah, the crocodiles are more with the frogs and the newts and the alligators are with
a handbag and a pair of shoes is a handbag and a pair of shoes. I'm not going to judge.
An alligator has an overbite and a crocodile has an underbite.
Wow.
And either one of you can rip the crap out of you in no time. Yeah. Anyhow, so it's in Humboldt Park, which is a city park with this little lagoon, and you know, what do you think they're going to do?
Lunch.
Yeah.
Ooh, the taste of Chicago is this.
Well,
lunch. Alligator on a stick.
You know what I think they're going to do? They're going to go, hey, Vinny, you know that body we need to get rid of?
Exactly.
I got an idea.
Ultimate in recycling. It's great.
But that you just came up with a genius idea. You could have, like, old chicken fried up and say, Humboldt Park alligator tail. $5 at the Taste of Chicago would start a big food festival. That's genius. Really.
Just put some pineapple on it, we're good.
But not on the pizza. So what, when you guys, you know, I come back out here just about every day because I just enjoy having my own bar, my own place to relax. But where do you go to relax? Or do you ever have a favorite destination for your vacation?
Oh, God. I mean, there have been millions of them. So growing up...
You've gone on a million vacations.
I've gone on a ton of vacations. I consider my work a vacation, which is... Yeah. This is a foot, right? Anyway, I think... Okay, so when I was growing up, we had my godparents had a summer camp. It wasn't a camp. It was a house on a lake. It was never this hot there. I really loved it. We went up there a lot of summers, hung out in the lake.
Really?
Yeah, that was fun. Weekends in the summer.
My favorite tourist destination was Weekiwatchee Springs, the city of the mermaids.
Yeah, yeah.
Are there mermaids?
Yes, there are. Yes, there are. I don't know if there's any black mermaids, but which appears to be a bit of a scandal right now.
Apparently, yeah. Oh, yes.
But they would recruit girls out of synchronized swimming in high school and to come to Weekiwatchee and spend the tourist season there. And they had these long sequined fins they would put them on.
Yeah.
And they took a spring and they cut out one, and they got a backhoe out, they put a piece of glass down there and then backhoed out and put an amphitheater back there so you could look into the spring. And then these girls would swim around underwater with rubber hoses to breathe out of, acting like mermaids.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it was really, an amazing thing to watch that they would have to actually smile and appear like they were enjoying it while they're on the verge of drowning.
Meanwhile, people on the other side of the glass are yelling, "Show us your gills!"
Yeah, but I got thrown out.
Do they still do that?
It was when Florida was the was
popular
around, yeah, right, yeah, it was a driving vacation, and people would do all these tourist destinations. They'd go to the Gator Jumparoo and the yeah, Dale knows that.
What's
and
the Gator Parrot Jungle. Would you jump over a thing of gators or something?
No. They had a pond full of gators, and then they had like a zip line. And when they would put raw chickens on them, they would go like this, and the gators would jump out of the water and grab the raw chickens off the line. And you'd pay like $20 to see that.
And then you could, at the side of the road, you get boiled peanuts. Yep. Just disgusting as far as I'm concerned. That's nothing to do with a peanut.
So when Florida became like a retirement community, the tourism, especially was north of Tampa. People just didn't do those driving vacation tours.
Besides, 80-year-old mermaids with their hair down here and their
No. No, there was a fresh batch. They bring in a fresh batch. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess I heard this yesterday, in that the newest Disney feature, Ariel, the Little Mermaid, is going to be black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I said.
I know, but I didn't know if that's what you were referring to, so I brought it up again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to do a live action Little Mermaid.
So a CG Little Mermaid.
Yeah,
much.
CG Little Mermaid, yes.
Wow.
And Ariel, the actress they selected, it will be black.
So what part of a half fish would she be? She's half human, half fish, so what part of it?
Which means they're going to put hot sauce on her.
I was going to say something awful. Like she got the part, so probably a blowfish.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh my gosh, no!
We have a knockout.
Oh my!
No, I'm done. That's what happens when I get too hot. It's just not pretty. Wow.
This is why we're sagging in the Christian market. Come on. Farhan, what about you? What was your favorite place to vacation?
You know, when I was 10, my family won a trip to, and this is not a plug, but it's kind of a plug, Marriott's Orlando World Center over in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very beautiful hotel with like glass elevators that go up 27 floors and everything like that. And I always found that to be like my all-time favorite hotel destination. So I've been back there like 2 or 3 times since then. My original honeymoon was over there as well. So, you know, I always found that to be like a very special place.
You go to the free breakfast, and then that's why they get you to suck you in to stay in there?
No. We won a, my little brother won a raffle at like the age of 9.
Cool.
Yeah, we were over at the Chicago Marriott downtown, and they did a raffle, and he ended up winning the trip. And so my mom, my grandmother, my brother, and I just all went over there one summer. So that was pretty nice.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool. And he still uses that over you today, this day.
Hey. Yes.
Remember when I took you to Florida?
So have you guys spent any time in Hawaii since we're in the Tiki Bar? Because I was at the Hilton Waikoloan Village. That, to me, is my favorite hotel I ever stayed at. It's got a river that goes through it with a little boat on it. And, oh, there's the lighting torches man. There's a beautiful man who runs around at sunset wearing nothing but a grass skirt, loincloth kind of thing. Beautiful man. And he lights all the torches at the point.
And here's Carolyn going, ooh, I hope he catches on fire.
Drop the torch.
My favorite memory of a trip to Hawaii is one time I was over there with my wife and daughter, and we were staying at a timeshare or something or other, and I wanted to go snorkeling. So I went to the nearest place, rented the fins, and the guy gives me a bag full of what looks like kibble. He said, you throw this out and a fish will come right up, and you can feed and, you know, eat right out of your hand. I said, so cool. So I went in this little grove, and I've got that, and I've got my underwater camera, which they had at the time, just a cheap underwater camera. So I decided to take a couple of pieces of kibble out, and a fish come, and I'm taking a picture, and go, I can't really work the camera with two hands. And before I resealed the bag, I stuffed it in my bathing suit.
Oh.
And it started to leak.
Oh.
And now I got fish swimming up the leg of my bathing suit. My wife almost drowned. She was laughing so
hard. And she goes, Dale, you can take that out anytime. Well, there's still a few left in there.
But yeah, she had to get back to where she could stand up. And she almost died with a snorkel. But yeah, Hawaii is a beautiful place. They have such a laid-back attitude, and it's no matter what island you go to, it's always fun.
It's we were on the Big Island, and there was a like a lagoon. It was full of sea turtles. And you could actually go in and you could swim with the sea turtles. And I was doing the same thing, had the underwater camera, and I'm swimming right behind the sea turtle. And I realized why you don't swim behind sea turtles. Ever.
And they're big.
Oh,
they're really big.
Yeah, it was about that big. Yeah.
You're gonna know you've been pooped on. My favorite vacation spot is a little park in northwest Pennsylvania called Cook Forest. And it's a state park, and that's where we always used to go as kids. When the time I was real little, my parents went there before they had kids. And it's just a beautiful park. And the thing I love about it is it hasn't changed as long as I've been alive. I've taken my daughter back there, and my daughter and my son-in-law, and it has not changed. And that's the coolest thing, is that, you know, there's no water slides on the river. There's no go-kart tracks, you know. Nothing has changed. It's very cool.
There's still a river?
There's still a river.
Well, that's good.
Oh, yeah,
thank
it's
goodness.
Beautiful river. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's called Cook?
Cook Forest. The man who founded it was
Joe Cook.
Yeah, I don't know.
My favorite vacation is anywhere where someone cooks for me. So that's my connection, because I can't do it.
Well, you're going on some million-dollar cruise with your friend where everybody cooks.
I'm going to Greece for a couple weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, in August, you guys. So... yeah, so you know what, my address and the house will be locked up. No, I have people staying.
You know, if you want Greece, you could just could have gone down to the Taste of Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got Greece on a stick.
Yep.
So, and what are you going to see? Are you going to see the...
We're going to Mykonos and Santa... Oh, my gosh. We're staying in a hotel in Athens. Supposedly that the restaurant is on the top floor, and it literally looks over the Acropolis and the Parthenon. Like, I don't have to leave the hotel. I can just go to the bar, have a drink, look over, and...
You know, you
there
can also pick up all of this on the Discovery Channel.
I know.
You really don't have to leave the country
I have a buddy that did an Alaskan cruise. And it's like, and I'm saying, do you really like nature? He goes, I love nature, especially when I have a balcony, a cocktail, and a cigarette.
The most fun I ever had on a Hawaiian cruise was be standing on the rail and all these other people, and I'd go, whale! Oh, man, you just missed it. It's just right here, man.
You know the most fun you can do, the most fun you can have on a whale-watching cruise?
Okay.
Is when you see the whale, say, my God, is that a big fish? Time how long it takes someone to correct you.
Have you ever gone deep sea fishing?
Never have. Never have. Always
either.
Wanted to.
Fran?
No, I've never finished it.
Is it air conditioned?
Can I blow dry my hair? If I can't, I'm not going. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, you know.
Have you?
No. No,
okay.
We won't use this as a apparently none of us have ever done it. I've heard good things about it. I've seen it on television and stuff. I don't know where I'd mount the fish, but probably privately.
Did you know, speaking of mounted fish, we were talking about this earlier, there's actually a guy, if you have a Billy Big Mouth bass.
I have one.
He'll actually adapt it so that you can make it an Amazon Echo.
Nice.
So when you go, Alexa, what's the capital? What's the capital of Colorado? The capital is Denver.
Wow. Wow, the middle of the country is so interesting.
Come on, this is where all good things were invented. The tractor was invented here.
Corn dog, right?
Corn dogs were invented down in Springfield.
Architecture was invented here.
Exactly.
Right. It was not.
Frank Lloyd Wright, hello. We just had three more buildings added to the worldwide
Isn't
preservation.
He dead?
Yeah, he's been dead for a long time.
So
he's been pretty busy, though.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful architecture.
I know, it is. Hey. If you like that square, edgy stuff,
yeah,
it's beautiful architecture.
Yeah, in Colorado, where everybody says, everything looks wavy.
It's nice there. And it's not humid.
Well, it is here, but that's okay, because this is in the Midwest. This is what we call summer.
Yeah.
And this is the season when we just welcome, you know, the mosquitoes. And boy, you know, they're back in full force, and I'm glad to see them, so at least they're not dying out like all the rest of our species.
Don't alligators and crocodiles eat mosquitoes?
Maybe at one point.
Probably while eating a duck or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Only if the mosquito was eating a biting a duck at the time.
Ah, the circle of life. There we go.
I was over in Australia and I ordered emu and I asked the guy, I said, what does this taste like? He said, it tastes like chicken that's been eating meat all its life.
That's funny.
Anyhow, my friends, we've come to the end of our lovely tiki bar experience, and I hope that you enjoyed it. We really would like to hear from you at anotherdayaboveground.com. Please go on there and you can look at all of our resumes as well as leave us a message. And we would love to hear what you want to hear about as a baby boomer, because that's what this show is all about. Carolyn, any final words for our listeners?
I'll talk to you all before I head to Greece. Then we get back, I'll give you a whole report on the baklava.
So she'll give us a grease job when she gets back. Tim, how about you?
Hey, check out my other podcast, Rule of Three, with Tim Slagle and Bent Washburn.
And I invite you to go to DaleIrvin.com. Sign up for the Friday Funnies. They're free, and they're funny. That being said, we'd like to thank Farad Muhammad for being with us this week and live. And because, well, he's always live, you know. It's not like we hired a dead guy or
nothing. Well, he's 150 years
he's so with us this week
He'll outlive us all. What are we talking about?
Because he's an Xer. He's not a boomer, as you couldn't tell.
That being said, we will see you next week.
And that's it for another Day Above Ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farah Muhammad. Thanks for listening.